That way we can have all of that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. We're going to get ready to talk about something really fun and want to have you join us if you'd like to. Call us at 516-418-5651. Love to have you join the conversation. Or you can always join us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. 24/7, 365. Yeah.
Well, hi, everybody. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Mary. How you doing?
I'm good. I have one of my favorite words of the day.
Excellent. I love the word of the day.
But this is one of my favorite words.
Okay.
Spontaneity.
Oh.
Yes. It's the condition of being spontaneous. It's a spontaneous behavior or action. I just don't like it when the definition gives you a word that's part of the word. But spontaneity means casualness, inspiration, easiness, with ease, unpremeditated tendency, naturalness, impulse, inclination, unrestrained, and fluid. It for me, it means go with the flow. Just, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Just here we go now.
Here we go. Here we go. And just, in fact, our researcher, Barb, will easily admit that she is one of the least spontaneous humans she knows. And one day I drove up to her house and she was just standing outside. Her husband was in the garage. He sits in a chair sometimes working on projects. And he was sitting in the chair right at the edge. And Barbara had just walked outside and I rolled down my window. I said, "Go get your purse. We're going." She said, "Okay, where are we going?" I said, "I'll tell you on the way." And I expected her to say, "Oh, I can't. I've got something to do," or, "Well, can we do it tomorrow?" or, "I'm not ready," or, "I don't look good." All she ran into the house, got her purse. She came out. She goes, "What's this all about?" I said, "I'm teaching you to be spontaneous." She said, "Where are we going?" I said, "Maybe the dollar store. I'm not sure." This was actually during COVID. So I said, "Do you have a mask?" She goes, "Yes, I've got my mask." I said, "Okay." So we all, you know, both had our masks. And I said, "Bye, Ken." And he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'll tell you later." I drove off with his wife.
Awesome.
He thought it was great. I mean, they were tired. So I knew they didn't have to. And I knew that if they had anything planned, she would have said, "I can't. We're taking Cooper to the vet. I'm sorry. I'm going to get my nails done, or I'm on my way to an appointment."
Sure. Well, that was definitely
it was very
spontaneous.
It was a lot of fun. We were gone hour and a half. We were actually looking for some materials for some of the things that Be Unique sells on Etsy.
Sure.
The wands and headpieces, and there were a few other things that we wanted, but those were mainly what we went for. So I wanted to tell everybody that this show is live right now.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday, July 14th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12:04 in the afternoon, Eastern Time. And the number to call is?
You can call us at 516-418-5651.
And we'd love to have you call in and talk with us.
Yeah, be spontaneous. Just call in and talk to live on the air to 70, how many countries now? Man?
72 countries.
72 countries now we're broadcasting.
Every day I look at the demo. And I only look at the demographics for Blog Talk Radio. I don't have time. I honestly do not have time to check out all the other platforms that Be Unique Radio is heard on.
Mm-hmm.
If I did, I would have stats for you from Well, you know, we have many shows. We have Coffee, Candy, and Creatives on Sundays and Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. We have Take a Break with Jean and Mary every weekday at noon. Mm-hmm. We have Manifest Mondays on, imagine this, Mondays at 11 o'clock. Transformational Tuesdays at 11:30. Uh-huh. Here I Am is on Tuesdays at 8. The Ripple Effect is one of our biggest and fastest moving shows. It's on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Best Lifing is on Wednesdays at 4:30. Be Unique Unscripted is on Thursdays at 9. Now, that's our flagship show. That started everything.
Yeah.
And Jean has a show called Helping and Thinking, solo show with Jean, Sundays at noon.
Philosophy.
Coming up soon, really, really soon, On a Whim, on Fridays at 7 p.m. All of these shows are on BeUnique.org. You can find all the information about them.
And if you want to be a sponsor, give us a call.
We would love new sponsors.
If you want to do a radio show and would like to sponsor it, give us a contact.
Yes.
We can talk about that.
And the other platforms that we're on right now, currently, we may be on more, but these are the ones that I know we're on.
Okay.
Apple Podcasts, of course, Blog Talk Radio. We're on Bullhorn, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Podbean, Podcast Blaster, Player FM, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Spotify, Spreaker. And I know of another one that is on our website. I need to add it, is iTunes.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
And I think maybe even TuneIn might be one. And the reason I know that is Curtis and I were looking on, I think it's called TuneIn. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. I got some homework to do. But he said, I wonder if your podcast shows on this. And I said, it should. Let's look it up. And he looked and he looked and he looked and he couldn't find it. So one day I took the remote from it because we watch it on our television. It's weird. We listen to it on our television. And I tuned in and I typed in Be Unique Radio and it didn't show up. But I typed in Take a Break with Jean and Mary, and it showed up. I typed in Unscripted, and it showed up. So I want to say, if you're listening and you don't know exactly where to find it, go to Be Unique Radio on BeUnique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. And find the name of the show and the name of the host, because if you type in Gene Albertson, one of his shows will show up. If you type in Mary Brotherton, you'll either get Take a Break with Jean and Mary, you'll get Transformational Tuesdays, you'll get Manifest Monday, you'll get Unscripted. Mm-hmm. But if you type in The Ripple Effect and then Trilby Saldana, you'll get her radio show on any of those platforms. And if you want to talk with us today, the number to call is
516-418-5651.
Because otherwise, Jean and I are just going to go off the reservation. In fact, I have a question for you. Talking about spontaneous.
It
made me think about this.
Oh, that was unexpected.
A couple of days ago, or whenever, it might be tomorrow. You never know the way I put the shows up. But soon, recently, or whatever, we did a show based on Barb's research into world record holders.
Yeah.
And I believe you hold a world record.
Well, no, it's not a world record.
No?
No. It was just a local record at the local pizza parlor.
Do you still hold that record?
I don't know. I haven't been back. A long time ago.
What's the name
ago.
Of the pizza parlor?
Well, it was a Shakey's Pizza, and I ate a large pizza in 2 minutes and 28 seconds.
And what town was this in?
I want to say Nebraska, North Platte.
I'm going to see if they have that up there.
Wow, wouldn't that be something?
See if they have it on the website. They have the American Banjo Museum there.
Wow. Yep, Buffalo Bill.
Oh, I guess they don't have the Shakey's. They don't have it anymore.
Well, I don't know that it was a record. I just know that I won it, and they gave me a T-shirt that didn't fit. It's too fat from eating the pizza, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, I won an unusual... I've won two unusual awards in my lifetime. One was... Well, they were both totally unexpected. And I'm sure I have photos of them somewhere. Once upon a time, I got a job in a weird way. I worked at a public relations firm. Curtis actually was their IT director. And I was looking for temp work. Didn't have any particular plans to get a career going. But he said, Mary, we could use you at the office. We're in the process of moving. Would you like to come help move? I'm like, well, I just moved from South Carolina to Atlanta. Why not move from one office to another?
Sure.
So I did. I helped them pack up and move their publications library, because public relations firms rely heavily on other publications. They keep records of every publication their client has been featured in. So it was a rather daunting task to make sure everything got moved correctly, and I did that. And then they asked me, would I move their production room? And I was in hog heaven because there were office supplies all over the place. And they had a label maker. So when we moved to the new place, I not only moved everything, I made labels. So that way, if someone wanted the yellow highlighters versus the green highlighters, they knew where to find them, and they knew where to put them back.
Nice.
And it also helped with inventory control.
Did people put stuff back?
Usually they took it out of the office and they just kept it.
Oh, okay.
But it was still good for inventory control.
Sure.
And after moving for 2 weeks, I was asked to come in wearing a dress the next day. And I'd been working in, jeans and a T-shirt because I was moving stuff, grubby. And I said, oh, sure. Who's the visitor? Because sometimes I would be asked to dress nicely because we were having a special guest.
Sure.
And she said, well, actually, it's you. What do you mean? She said, we've decided to hire you as our office administrator. I said, so I'm coming in for an interview tomorrow? She said, oh, no, we've been interviewing you for the past 2 weeks.
Nice.
We just love you and we want you as our office administrator. I had no intention of being an office administrator for a Fortune 500 company, but I was. And I held that job for quite a while, and then we moved to Florida and moved on to other things. But it was very cool. But one of the first staff meetings I was able to attend, I never attended them as a temp, but as a staff member, I was given an award. And they called it the PNAT Gallery Award, because P was part of the name. It was Porter and Novelli. Mm-hmm. So the P and the N and the at, I'm not sure what it was for. But Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Porter and Novelli, Atlanta.
Okay.
Then it became a PNAT Award. And my award was for being able to find anything for anybody at any time from anywhere. And it is a skill that I possess, and I attribute that to intuition and the ability to sense energy. And probably the strangest thing I've ever done, put that to work with, years and years ago, more than 20 years ago, Curtis called me from his job, and he said, I need you to find my password book. Well, he guards his password book like Solomon guarded wisdom.
Sure.
And he said, I think it's XYZ. I think if it's not there, then it's going to be here. And so I'm carrying the phone while I'm talking to him. I look in the first place, no, it's not there. Look in the second place, no, it's not there. He said, I don't know where to tell you it is. I said, well, let me hang up the phone so that your energy is not interfering. And I'll call you right back. Just give me 5-10 minutes. I'll find it for you. I had that much confidence in myself. So what I did is I went and I sat in his office chair behind his computer. And I just looked around and I didn't see it anywhere. And then I thought, what would Curtis do? And I just leaned back in the chair and I put my head back and I dropped my arms down to my side. And as I did, I bumped something. And I looked, I think I bumped the little arm, the thing that moves the chair up and down. But I bumped something. And when I did, I looked to see what I bumped. And right there in plain sight was his password book.
Nice.
So I called him. I said, I got your password book. He said, well, read to me the password for blah, blah. I'm like, okay. So that was that. And then recently, he was helping me fix something I had bought that didn't. He needed a tap and die set, and he knew he had one, but he couldn't find it. And he searched and he searched and he searched. He said, I need you to put your skills to work for me. So I went out to the garage and I stood, I just walked right to where he last used it. He said, how did you know that? I said, well, I feel it over here. He said, that's where I used it last. I said, but it's not here. I said, I have a feeling it's hiding in plain sight, but it's under something. It's under something. But it's very obvious when you see it, you're going to be like, you know, I should have done something. Mm-hmm. How did it get there? So we spent almost 2 days looking for this tool and die set, tap and die set.
Right.
And one night around 10 o'clock, I was in my office and he was in his, and I heard a laugh that only Curtis can laugh. And it was like, he didn't say the word eureka, but it was simply the eureka. I found it. Oh, my gosh. I don't believe it. I can't believe it was here. And so he came and he said, I found the tools that I needed. I said, where was it? He said, I will show you. I'm not going to tell you. He said, but you were right. It was hiding in plain sight. It was under something. Now, I had already gone. The problem with the way I search for things and find things is I can't do it if the person who's lost it is walking behind me going, did you find it yet?
Yeah.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Or I know it's not here. I've already looked. It's not in here. You're wasting your time. Stop looking in here.
Yeah. I looked there.
I've already looked there. But why did you ask me if you already know that it's not here? And I one the night before I was looking for it, I went into his office closet, and I sensed that it was in there. He said, why would I bring my tap and die set into my office and put it in my closet? I wouldn't do that. I said, well, I feel it's here.
Mm-hmm.
And he had me search the garage, his workshop, which is where he's got lots of tools stored. He had me search the extra room that we use for storage right now. We searched the lawnmower shed. He had me search every inch of the house. He said, do you think it would be in your Be Unique room? I said, no, but I'll look. And as soon as I walked in there, I could feel it's not in here. It's in Curtis's office. So I went to his office and I looked in his closet and I said, Curtis, I'm sure it's in here. Don't touch that box. And I'd reach for something. Don't move that. So the whole time I'm working and trying to find this, he's counterproducting me, you know.
Sure.
And he came to me very sheepish. He said, I know where it is. And you're gonna say I told you so because you did. He said, but I need you to stand right here and look into my closet and tell me what you see. And I said, well, the first thing I see is an old box that you're using for something else. It was a potato chip box with little sample potato, you know, like lunch-sized potato chip bags. And because of where I was standing in his office, I could see what was underneath it. and it was his tap and die set. And he said, I don't want to hear I told you so, but I know you did. He said it was hiding in plain sight. You said it was in my closet. You, mm-hmm. And I'm so sorry I doubted you. I should have gotten out of your way. I said, most people need to get out of their own way. You need to stay out of mine.
Well, you know, it's tough sometimes when somebody's trying to put their energy into something like that. And I've had it more than once when I've had to ask people just let me do this. You
let
know?
Me do my thing.
We were talking about that just the other day about if I have something to do, like the instance that comes to mind is a great big giant heavy piece of furniture. I can move it myself using levers and simple machines if they'll leave me alone and let me do it. But what happens is in a situation like that, I'm sitting there looking at it, messing with it, doing things, and there are always people watching it. Oh, don't hurt yourself. Oh, be careful. Oh, it's like, oh, just please let me do this. I can't do it with you here.
I have had to train myself over the years to let Curtis alone, because he's like that. He engineers his way through things.
Right.
And a lot of time that I think he's procrastinating, he's not. He's thinking.
Sure.
And one of the biggest lessons on that came, we were together for 5 years before we got married. And during those 5 years, I often thought, why won't he ask me to marry him? I mean, he always talked about when we're married, when we go on our honeymoon, we're going to, you know.
Yeah.
But he never, actually, to this day, he's never actually said, will you marry me? The way we got married was totally spontaneous, but we don't have time to go into that today. That's a story for another day. But one day I was complaining, you're always procrastinating. You won't just do. See, I'm very spontaneous and I'm a doer. I see something that needs to be done. I pick up and I start doing it before. I'm a responder. You know, if I drop a glass and it breaks on the floor, Curtis will step back and he'll look to see where all the glass is. He'll see, first of all, where's the cat? Let's make sure the cat's safe. And usually we put the cat on the porch so the cat stays safe. But while he's thinking about and looking and analyzing where did it shatter to, I'm already picking up the pieces. Or I've thrown down a towel to absorb the liquid. And he, at that point, is thinking, nope, can't do that. But the lesson that I learned was when he told me, be glad I procrastinate. Because if I didn't procrastinate, I would have been married by the time we met. And then we wouldn't have been married. So I have to remember these things.
And yeah, like you said a little bit ago, I think the issue is one person's procrastination is another person's planning.
Yes.
I mean, literally, when I was in college, I didn't even write outlines in my papers until I hit graduate school.
Wow.
I would plan my paper in my head. I'd go to school. I'd listen to the lecture. I'd do the reading material. I'd do the homework. And then, like, the day before, I'd sit down and I'd write almost a final draft. You know, I'd go back through it. But it was procrastinating, you know, but I wasn't. I was
planning. We're happy you chose to take a break with us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
We are way overdue.
We look forward to hearing from you online.
We're going to be late for our next appointment.
For details about all our shows.
We'll be right there, folks.
That's
y'all hang on.
And we'll be back.
NEKE.org.
Playing the demo. We got it. I didn't have my timer on my ears.
Well, I can't see.
I kept wondering why that was red. It was red because we exceeded our time.
I didn't know that.